This is KUT. Disruption is a big buzzword in the business world. It's usually used to describe products that change the way we've always done things and make them seem quaint or even replaceable. It's often associated with tech companies like Amazon, Netflix, or HomeAway. But as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, there's a group of cowboys looking to be a disruptor in the business of rodeo.
The rodeo as we know it has roots back in the 19th century West. Through the years, the rodeo cowboy has been mythologized in film and song.
And I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
The archetype generally rings true, young dreamers betting their health and well-being, holding on, if they can, for a modest payout. Sometimes it's enough to make it to the next town, sometimes not.
They take me with them and rent a cars and try to make it from St. Paul to Mwala in the same perf and just flying by the seat of their pants. And I was like, man, this is the life. This is what I want to do when I grow up, you know. I just couldn't dream of doing anything else.
That's Charlie Crawford on Growing Up in Oregon. He has since become one of the best team ropers in rodeo. He was going to upwards of 100 rodeos a year. Eventually, that started to take a toll.
You know, once you get to a certain age, you know, you become responsible and have a wife and kids at home.
And a lot of riders are on the road a lot.
We've seen too many broken homes and you know, guys' wives leaving because of, you know, financial or, you know, just being gone. And that's not, you know, and them guys can still be the best in the world. But, you know, a lot of guys had to pull up because, man, their kids meant more to them than in their careers.
Crawford and a group of rodeo's best thought something had to change. Most rodeos are sanctioned by what's called the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, or PRCA. But riders like Crawford wanted more say in how things were being run. So they pooled resources to form a group called the Elite Rodeo Athletes. The group is made up of 87 top athletes in each event, a rodeo all-star team that owns its own tour, bringing star power every night. They're hoping to disrupt the sport as we know it. They're gambling their savings, and they're standing in the PRCA to, in Crawford's words, make rodeo better. Fewer cities, bigger payouts, more television and fan recognition, fewer nights for cowboys that end like this.
Nod, ride, boots. Wow.
That's action, or perhaps a lack thereof in this particular instance, from Rodeo Austin, which is going on now. A large part of PRCA's business model is based on volume of rodeos and athlete entries. It makes for a grueling, year-long schedule. Athletes pay to enter rodeos. That fee is put toward the pot. The PRCA takes some of the pot in return for scheduling athletes at sanctioned events. The more rodeos and entries, the better for the PRCA. But this model dilutes the talent pool. That means not every night has top flight competition.
Back down to sheet number 4. Let's get us a qualified ride today. We need one pretty bad. Come on.
After the Elite Rodeo Athletes Tour was announced, the PRCA issued new rules that say no one on the new tour could be in PRCA events or the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas.
So thrilled to be in Austin. Thank you for having us here today. We haven't played the rodeo in...
Rodeo Austin has provided the Austin area with music, carnival rides, and scholarships for decades. It is also one of the biggest nonprofit fundraisers in Austin. President Brian Laney says last year it gave more than $500,000 in college scholarships.
You go with the rest of our youth giving, which would be the youth auction and miscellaneous things throughout the year. We had a $2.6 million youth giving last year.
Rodeo Austin is also one of the top 10 rodeos sanctioned by the PRCA, with a purse that tops $500,000. Organizers have seen the competition issue come to a head. In 2008, Rodeo Houston got special permission for PRCA to allow competitors to advance to a championship bracket style. Rodeo Houston officials saw more interest in competition as a result, but when they went to re-up with PRCA in 2011, the PRCA walked away. 5 years later, Houston continues to draw huge crowds with big payouts. This year, Rodeo Austin signed a 2-year contract with PRCA to do something similar to what Houston was doing. Rodeo Austin's Brian Laney says at times it was a hard sell to the PRCA and participants.
It's interested and complicated all in the same breath, if you know what I mean. Trying to get everybody to agree. And, I mean, you can't be mad at any one of them. They're just fighting for their way of life. But it's hard to put on an event. There's got to be some give and take in every one of the sports.
Trevor Kastner is a bull rider. He's pretty good. After qualifying for the semifinals in Houston, he stopped in Austin to see if he could do the same.
All right, come on. Come on, let's do it. Hey, come on, Trevor. Yes, yes. You've seen the ride. Look at the bull riding move. You get credit for a ride like that. I'd hope to tell you, look. 86 points.
That score has withstood more than a week of competition. Kastner currently sits in third place. After that ride, he went back to Houston, where he advanced to the finals with the top score, but failed to finish his final ride. Good enough for nearly 10 grand in prize money. Now he's back in Austin to try to advance to the final round Saturday.
We go to probably around 80 rodeos a year, and with the traveling that, I'm probably going 200 plus days a year. That's probably the hardest part about rodeoing is the traveling and being gone part, not the actual getting on bulls.
Kastner is in the upper echelon of the PRCA Tour, looking to make his way onto the finals in Las Vegas. Bronc rider Clint Hopping hopes to get there someday too. His father and grandfathers were rodeo cowboys. Hopping finished his ride in Austin, but didn't make it to the semifinals. Shortly after, he was already home in Newcastle, Texas, waiting for his next rodeo in Goliad.
The adrenaline mixed with the challenge and then the camaraderie, it just sets you on a path that, I mean, not in a negative sense, but somewhat an addiction. And there's a lot of places that are trying to make the money better for cowboys, and that is so great. But yeah, you're not doing it for the money. When you crawl down in the chute, you're not necessarily thinking of this will be a good, you know, this is a good job. It's more of a passion.
Charlie Crawford and 86 other performers will follow their passion this weekend, rodeoing by the seat of their pants in the first ERA event in Redmond, Oregon. They have a cable television deal with Fox Sports and 14 more dates this year. If it turns out to be the disruption in the rodeo business that they hope, we may have to rethink more than a few country songs.
My heroes have always been cowboys.
Jimmy Moss, KET News.
And they still are.